The Vrogite ducked down a side hall. Gage watched the two others do the same. The Vrogite glanced back, saw them in the lessening rush, and his metallic eyes widened. Gage changed his course and took the hallway as well. "Where are you going?" he heard Sienna call above the chaos. He ignored her and pressed on, his gaze on the two men in front of him. The Ventican pulled a stun rod from his pack. The Gwareth took off his gloves. Gage saw his pointed fingernails change from green to poisonous red. Gulded rules dictated that Gwareths wear gloves at all times to avoid accidentally killing someone with their lethal touch. Adrenaline filled Gage's veins in the anticipation of a fight. The Vrogite cut down another hall. When Gage paused near the mouth, he saw the Vrogite's mistake. The hallway was empty. A glance at the wall showed a single camera. Given the enormity of Gulded 553, Gage doubted security kept a very close eye on such a little traveled path. Even if they did, it would take them some time to traverse the crowded hallways to reach it. A bright white-skinned Icandian appeared at the end of the hallway. The Vrogite's footsteps slowed. The Icandian smiled, showing pointed black teeth. She drew two knives from the sleeves of her white robes. The Vrogite stopped and glanced back. His head swiveled from looking behind him to in front. He backed up to the wall halfway between and held up three of his long-fingered hands, his fourth clutching the package on the inside of his robes to his chest.
"It's very urgent that I get to Titus," he said.
The Ventican chuckled and pressed the button on the stun rod. It cracked to life, yellow sparks showering from the top.
"It's urgent that we speak to you first," he said.
He licked his lips. The Gwareth held up one hand and wiggled his fingers.
"We can do this the easy way or the hard way."
The Vrogite shook his head.
"We can't do that at all," he stammered. "I have to get back. I'm expected."
"You're expected to hand over the purse,"
the Icandian said when the Vrogite's face paled, her toothy smile deepened.
"You really don't have much of a choice."
"That's where you're wrong," Gage said. Everyone turned to look at him. The Gwareth's reptilian eyes narrowed.
"I think you're lost, human,"